Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this Gonzo G just making a video about that women care about you. Newsflash, in case you can't tell, I'm being sarcastic. Women don't give a flying fuck about you. Just saying. Yep, in their eyes, you're just a walking penis with money. Money, money, money. If they don't see you that way, then sucks to be you. Either way, it still sucks. In reality, men are the unsung heroes of society. But do we get any recognition? Nope, we just get crapped on. Boo hoo hoo, right? In case you actually believe that women care about you, I got receipts. Let's look at them, right? Here we go. Yes, look at this. This chick really gives a crap about you. It says, my boyfriend isn't attracted to me. Gee, I wonder why. Okay, it says, hi guys. So yesterday, I, 19F, had a conversation with my boyfriend, 23M, about our sex life. Ooh, do tell. I just told him I wanted to spice things up. Ooh, spicy. I like spice. But let's see what kind of spice you're talking about, right? Yeah, won't you choke her out and then spit down her throat? She might like that. Just a thought, right? I don't know. Yeah, my experience with women is they like abuse. Why? I don't know. I think they have this thing that they like being trash. I don't know, it's just an observation, but just things that I pay attention to, right? Anywho, honestly, I just wanted more affection from his side. When we do it, I think kinda it's boring and robotic, you know? Well, that's how it is, you know? What can you do? Maybe you should do better, right? Or the guy should do better. No, you should do better. Leading up to it, there is no kissing, no oral, no hugging, nothing. In the beginning, he was so... I was wondering, what changed? Well, let's find out, right? Well, I started that conversation, and he suddenly added, well, maybe if you were a bit fitter, I would have sex with you more often. Oh! To say I was shocked is an understatement. Well, maybe you're on a fat pig, you'd be getting more penis. You fucking hog, but it's guy's fault, right? Because we're not attracted to fat hogs. Also, what he said really hurt me. I'm not fat at all, but my stomach isn't tight. Just like your pussy isn't tight. Yeah, I guess guys can't be selective. We can't choose, right? We gotta accept your bullshit. Okay. No standards for men, but standards for women? Okay. Also, the audacity of this man. He literally quit his job, and I have been supporting him financially for months. Well, this is the guy you chose, so deal with it, slut. He has a receding hairline. Oh, you gotta fucking bash him now. And I have said nothing about this either. But the thing is, your receding hairline is genetic. Your fat ass is because you're a fat, lazy hog. So what could be fixed easier? Your eating disorder or this guy's receding hairline? Yeah, one of the reasons I hate fat people because of this shit. They're not only lazy and stupid, but they're narcissistic. Yes, they think that everybody should cater to them. No. Lose some weight, hog, and maybe you'll get him. Yeah, maybe you deserve to have a boyfriend if you weren't such a lazy bitch. Just saying. Yes, feminism is just a cancer. Something that's polluting females' minds. And then they think that you should follow their bullshit. Look at this other clip that I got.
If men would actually listen to us, you guys would realize that feminism also benefits you. Because of how much you hate us, it...
Okay, let's see what you're talking about. It says, feminism benefits men by allowing them to be free from restrictive gender stereotypes. No, we still have to protect you and take care of you, so no, it's not doing none of that. Enabling them to express a wider range of emotions. No, that's just the bullshit you say. That's crap. Participate more in equality in family life, build healthier relationships with women, and ultimately live in a more just and equitable society where everyone has equal opportunities regardless of gender. That is bullshit. People don't work this way. You're just full of crap trying to justify your stupid shit. I could tell you think you own everything because you have that nose ring in your fucking face. Essentially, it helps men shed the burdens of toxic masculinity and allows them to be more fully themselves. No, that's not right. What the hell are you talking about? All these women are trying to tell you how to be a man. They don't know how it is to be a man. They're not men. So you should stop telling us what to do. Women don't like it when we mansplain? Well, maybe you should stop cuntsplaining it, you stupid skank. Retard.
Genuinely interferes with your ability to listen to our arguments. Feminism at its core is about dismantling existing structures that...
Real men are feminists. What a load of shit. Why feminism is good for men and why all men should be feminists. No, that's fucking retarded. Yeah, wasn't these male feminists getting accused of false rape accusations or something like that? So, yeah, do you still think that women care about you? I don't know. Let's find out.
That harm women. Also, on the flip side, it's about...
Yes, according to this, it says, why men should be feminists too, written by a man. But you look in the bottom, it says, by guest writer. So it could be anybody. Anybody could be writing this. Even me. Sure. What it says, there are a lot of common misunderstandings about feminism. It can be easy to assume that feminism is all about empowering women and taking something away from men. Yes, ding ding ding. But true feminism is about equality. Yeah, right. Supremacy, you mean. No matter the gender involved, and men can be empowered by this reconsideration of gender roles too. What a load of crap, right? Yeah, and then it says, so writing from the point of view of a man myself, here are just a few reasons why I think men should be feminists too. But it just said guest writer, you don't know who wrote this thing. Could be a man, or it could be a woman. Yes, I don't know, there's just a lot of holes. Holes. But yeah, you can't trust these women. They don't care about you, they really don't. If you look between the lines, you'll see some crazy shit. But what do I know? I guess I'm retarded or autistic or something.
Intersectionality. We don't like toxic masculinity. We don't like the fact that, yeah, men can't cry, that you guys are taught that from a young age, because that's what leads to suicidal ideation and potentially violence as you get older. We don't think that's okay either. Yes, we care about your mental health. So maybe listen to our conversation.
Yeah, let this dumb bitch run her mouth for a bit. Yeah, she's talking about mental health and that they care about us and toxic masculinity. No, they don't. They use this mental health thing just so like that they could use it to manipulate you to fall in line. You think these people care about you? No. They're just trying to control you and manipulate you. It's just the thottery, the gaslighting and the usury. There you go. Yeah, man, this is not good. This chick is just saying shit. That's what it is. It's just gaslighting. Don't fall for this shit.
Instead of just immediately getting defensive, it's not personal.
You see how oblivious and delusional this woman is? I suspect that a lot of women are like this. They think they know you just because they read a book or they do something online, thinking they know how a man thinks. No, lady, you don't know. Stop telling us how to live our lives. You don't know the plights that we have to deal with as men. You think... I don't know what you think. You think you know men, that you're smarter than us. But no, you're just stupid. You just want everybody to fall in line so you could do whatever the hell you want. Oh, anyone that has a brain in their head will say no to that. I'm just saying. Yeah, I guess I'm the one that's stupid. I don't know nothing, right? Well, what do you guys think? Am I full of shit or not? You let me know. Well, this is Gonzoji saying goodbye, take care, don't fall for people's bullshit, and be the best person you can be. Well, bye-bye.
Nigga droid bout to drop 30 on him, dog.
Yeah, nigga, I turned his vent reactor up a notch before we got here. Yo, droid, get over here.
Yo, what up, niggas? Y'all got any more of that vent Powerade? I'm fucking thirsty out here.
Listen, nigga, you will get more vent Powerade when you win this game for Daddy Zuck. I have all of my investors' money on this. If we lose, we are fucked. Completely fucked. No more vent forever.
Don't play with my vent like that, nigga.
You're gonna be fine, dog. We just downloaded LeBron James into your nigga link.